Whether you're in the office with colleagues or working from home, being the new person in a role can be daunting. But while it's important to be yourself, there are certain traits that you can cultivate and develop to help you thrive in your career. This afternoon, we're joined by happiness consultant, Varushka Rajagopal. Varushka, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Yusuf. How are you?
Very well. And yourself?
Doing very well, thank you. I'm glad to be on Radio Islam again.
Thank you for joining us. What are some of the challenges that people face when taking on a new role?
Well, Yusuf, the biggest challenge that a person taking on a new role would face is not knowing truly what is needed of them in their new role. So, like, a person could join in as a graduate or an experienced hire. However, it's much harder being an experienced hire. You come from having done the job, you know, you think you've done the job and before, and so you think you know what a new organization wants from you. But the truth is, each organization is different. And so the first challenge to overcome is finding out what you're actually required to produce. Then the second challenge is becoming known to the people in your organization that you need to have a relationship with and getting them to know you are now in this post and to get them to trust in you and know that you can, they can depend on you is truly what you must handle.
Yes.
So those are two things that I would say.
And how can one overcome these challenges?
Sure. So they can overcome it. So the first one, you need to find out who it is that you will work with, that you will need to produce for, all those people that you need to get inputs from, right? And then you go and you meet with them and you find out what's needed for you in your role. It's really that simple. And you may have some people that try to derail you. There's always some sort of individual in the organization that would try to do that. But when you put this all together, all this information that you find, you take it to your manager and you take them through it, you'll eventually find any points that need handling. But that first point is go and speak to people, find out what's needed.
We always are told, you know, that good communication is imperative. In a situation like this, you know, what would good communication entail?
So good communication is the most important element in your career. Every organization has people in it, whether it's internal or external, and there's communication in the form of verbal and written and even just body motion, really. So a frown is a communication. But when stuck in a problem, going to Google, you know, to find a solution or asking someone for guidance is communication. And if we have a break in trust between someone else, communicating with them is the only way to resolve the break in trust. And good communication does not mean just being positive. It includes not being judgmental, critical, being truthful, speaking up sooner rather than later. And really, with better communication, you will have a better and more successful career.
Then, you know, we talk of having an open mind, and curiosity means having an open mind and not being bored by new challenges or situations. How can this be sparked?
The only true way to be excited by new challenges or situations is to see how it aligns with your goals. If the situation furthers your goals, then a person need only see how it aligns and then spark the curiosity to see where he can go and how he can achieve his goals with it.
Yes. And, you know, any final words from yourself that would help a person in this situation?
I think that as an individual, it's super important to realize that you're going into a situation, but you're going into a situation with other people. Mm. And so you need to build that relationship where you all are aligned with the goal of that organization, see how it works for your goals, and work together to continuously create that organization. Because you don't want to be in a position where that organization fails to exist because other people will no longer have a job. You may no longer have a job. And so put in the effort to really be passionate about what you're doing, and you'll see yourself and others grow.
Thanks for that. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Yusuf. Have a great day.
You also. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.